a living creature to fight for that life, to try to keep and extend that life. That was Abel, right? Now, today, here's something else. Another story. Let's go to the beginning. Right at the beginning is the God and nothing else, right? Then what? What happened then? When there was only God and nothing else?
Nothing.
No,
in one story you heard that, okay, this beauty which was in God jumped out and everything happened, right? That was a story. But we have a philosophic story. We will say there was God and something was exported from God. We use the word export. Why? We don't want to say a part of God came out, because we don't like to name that part God. But we wanted God to be the source of this. So it will be exported. Means God didn't lose anything. It's not a missing part. It was so plenty over there, it was exported, you see. So there is no intention, there is no need, there is nothing happening. But something happens. Something is exported from God. What was that? This is aple kul, means the total intelligence. You think about something which is total intelligence. Obviously has no form. It's just the essence. Because form doesn't come out of God. Because there is no form in God to come out. God is full of essence, right? Do you remember the essences we talked about? Justice, truth, all that. So, this will be exported. We call it total intelligence. Then something will be exported out of this. This is total ego. Nafsikul. Then from this total intelligence, the little intelligence will start to grow like a branch. And from that total ego, the little egos will start to grow and something like that. So whenever we say ablekul, total intelligence, we are referring to the essence of intelligence which was exported from God. Means the essence of God somehow coming out. It's just like the reflection. Remember we said this universe is just reflection. So over there is the exportation. He will say this universe is one thought of that total intelligence. And intelligence is like the king and the imagination are the messengers. Messengers who will take this king to somewhere else. Then the third one gets a little bit difficult. The first alam, here is alam. Here we're talking about jahan. Jahan is one word for universe. Alam is one word. Dunya is one word. Kaun is... We have a lot of that. That's the richness of this mixture of the languages. And he plays with it because each of them rhyme and look like something else. First of all, alam is the one that you could have knowledge of. Ilm. In a way, they look alike. Different words, but they write here, poetically. And he will say something that for Iranian, the first meaning is that the first universe was the universe of examination. Ask any Iranian, will tell you, emtihan, examination. Ask any Arab, will tell you, oh, the basis is suffering, mehnat. So the first universe was the universe of suffering. Do you remember he talked about all those digging, putting the seed, watering, cutting the... all the process of culture, which is the only way that the form could transform the essence. Here we say it's like that. The first universe, the first existence is the existence of suffering, and the second one is the outcome of this or that. The second one is consequence. First one is the effort, second one is the consequence. This is how he created this universe. I don't mean that something will be the cause of that, You say, don't think like that. I'm talking about the essence and the form. Means, look at one of your people, right? This fellow become thief. Then what? Huh, this was a happening, right? A form. The essence is that he will be imprisoned. So the prison is the outcome of theft. It works like that. A form will bring something else, the consequence. And if I will be a good servant, isn't it that I receive a lot of good stuff? So you see, they connect in a way my working and the pain of working with the sweetness of the result. This is form, that's the essence. You practice, you sweat and you try and you try, this is the form, and you feel healthier. That's the essence. They don't look alike, but they are outcome of each other. He's trying to make this a process, because at the end of the day, there is a process. How do you explain cause and effect for a six-year-old boy? Whenever you attempt to explain to him, you have one difficulty over there. Because when you tell him that, you know what? There is a cause, and each cause, let's simplify it, has an effect. Then this effect will become cause. And we'll have another effect. And that effect will become the cause of the other one. The first question, 6-year-old will say, excuse me, which one is the first? Cause is the first, or effect? Especially when I want to teach her something, and she's looking for that trick, the spell, right? She's looking to begin with what? With essence. She says, you know what? I want to be in that state of mind of spirituality. It doesn't start with essence. It starts with form. This silly stuff, do this practice. She says, look at it. It starts with this, it will go there. So it's complicated, and at the end of the day it comes to the question of chicken and egg, which one is first? Please read it. Listen carefully.
Thy servant, O king, commits a sin. That form becomes chains and prison. When thy slave performed goodly service, did not that form become a robe of honor in the battle? This form with the essence is egg and bird. This is produced by that and that by this in succession.
A very silly translation, because that's the very famous chicken and egg. Why could you make it bird? Because over there he used the Arabic word. It's the chicken and egg. Please do not forget this. At least one session. We paid attention to one thing and one subject only, the form and the essence, the relationship between these two. He started with form is nothing, essence is everything. Then he said, no, the essence should sit closer, the form a little bit further. But okay, this one is not worth it, but with this you will change that. You have no instrument to change the essence, but with the form you do it. Let me give you the example of meditation, prayer, blah, blah, blah. And at the end he said, look at them, it's chicken and egg. It's yin and yang, because that's what it is, right? It's chicken and egg. Each egg will become the other chicken, and that chicken will give birth to the other one. That's why both of them are double. That's how it works. This is what the process is. So please remember, form and essence are like chicken and egg. This comes from that, that comes from this. Therefore, what I do will influence what I am. And what I am will influence what I do. I do something because I'm this. And I'm this, therefore I do that something. So I want to improve. What should I do? First of all, your essence is questionable, blah, blah. Your form is here, right? Your deeds. Do something good. This will change your spirit, your essence, your soul to a little bit better. That little bit better will make this one possible to be a little bit better. Just like walking. You go like that. You change the form, the essence will change. The change of the essence will change the form. So, with all silly things that you do in your life, you're actually building your spirituality. So whatever you do in your life is nothing really, but whatever you do in your life is building your spirituality. And it's like chicken and egg. Don't follow what is first, what is second. First I fall in love, then I become a human being. Or first I become a human being and second I fall in love. These silly questions. The process is going round and round and round. Please remember it till next time, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum.